What is
great
what
is that continue to be in my mouth? My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Yes.
And let us exalt his name together.
Praise
for this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
All right.
Amen.
And we ought to be rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the 208th day of the year.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. And we'll stay here. For mm-hmm. many has been gone on since this year came in.
Yes.
That's right.
But praise be to God. We're still here.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, and so
Jesus.
Thank God for you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
you.
And thank God we're able to see you.
Praise the Lord.
And touch you by words.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We can't touch you with the hand, we're gonna touch you by words and and touch you by faith.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. This is showing that our faith in the Lord. Okay. We can't touch him physically, but we can always touch him spiritually and mentally. Okay. God be the glory. All right. So I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. All right. And this time we will have a short prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful to you that you allowed us to be here yet another day.
Jesus.
And have able to come together by way of Zoom.
Yes.
And I will bless this servant and let it be all you have to be. Take charge of it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and guide us through this service. In the name of Jesus, as we follow, give us what to say and what to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. On the book of 1 Kings, 17th chapter. 1 Kings, 17th chapter. Start with the second verse.
Take it
off. Are we there?
Amen.
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 Getting there?
Amen. We're here.
All right. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the raven to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And the raven brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And he drank of the brook. Okay, we'll stop there. Okay, and speak after me. The Lord will.
Lord will.
Make a way.
Make a way.
Okay, the Lord will make a way. All right. This is still piggybacking off from what we were saying last week and got cut off before we finished.
Mm-hmm.
About the Lord providing. Okay. When we don't see no way, if anything's going that is supposed to go,
mm-hmm.
or that we think it's supposed to go, and of course, what we think doesn't matter, does it?
That's true.
Okay, because our way is not God's way.
That's right.
And our thoughts are not his thoughts.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Okay, so our way is our thoughts are evil.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He said that if we return from our wicked way,
mm-hmm.
okay. Everything that other than his word, what his way, according to the word, is against him and wrong. He is our God, our Lord, our King, our provider, our Savior, our companion. He is our everything.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you need, guess what? God's got it.
Amen.
And so he not only will supply, he can supply.
Yes.
So there's nothing too hard for him.
Amen.
But sometimes we act like that thing's too hard for God and we can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
If God can't handle it, you sure, certainly can't.
That's right.
Okay. God is the ruler, okay? And he is the supreme ruler. There's none greater than him, none that can do more than him, okay? Because everything is his. The earth and everything that you see
amen,
belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
And he put some of these things in our care that we might deal with it according to his way and his will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he doesn't make us do it that way. Okay. He's not a dictator.
No, he's not.
Okay. He allows you to choose.
Mm-hmm.
He give you the best way, and then he give you the way of that is the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And then he suggests to us to choose the best way. But we in our wise, infinite wisdom that we think we have, we will override God.
Mm-hmm.
And choose what we want to happen, the way we want it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't happen the way we want it to happen, then we say it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
We blind ourselves from seeing that whatever it is, God is making a way for you to go through it right then and there.
Amen.
You don't see it. You don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
But you stay here. Okay? And he said, there has nothing overtaken us that was what is common unto man.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And God will not allow anything to come upon us that we're not able to bear.
Yeah, that's true.
All right? So, he knows. And he said, and along with that temptation, all right, along with that temptation, he has made a way
mm-hmm.
for us to escape.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so you got a way out. Right? He ain't gonna let you go so far into uh-huh. whatever you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Before giving you a way out. Okay? When you get to the point that you can't have no longer, then he gives you the way out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So God knows what's best. Because he knows everything.
Yes, he does.
Okay? He knows when and what and where things going to happen because he's already there.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're here today. But God is in yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Today. And the tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He's in all of that right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's omnipotent, omnipresent, everywhere at the same time. Okay, so he's the beginning, the present, and the future, and the end, whenever that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he already knows what's going to go on because he is already at the beginning and the end.
Mm-hmm.
And all in between.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we know that God knows best.
Amen.
Right? He knows best. And let us go according to what he has said. But God will make a way.
Yes, he will.
So don't give up.
Yes, sir. No.
Keep on holding and hanging on in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? God will make a way. Yeah. And in fact, he's already made the way.
Mm-hmm.
We got to grab it by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And run on. And whatever happens is God's will that it happens.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And his will must be done.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, so whatever you're facing, whatever it looks like it's going to be impossible and not going to happen, it can't happen. Just know that if it's doing the will of God, he's going to make a way.
Yes, he is.
And God's going to do what's best for you. And not just what you want.
Mm-hmm.
He allows you to go through whatever you want to go through. It's your choice. All right? That happens to you. All right? So, according to the word of God, it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people of Israel go, that God led them through the way of the land of the Philistines, even though they were near to the, that God didn't take them through the way of the Philistines, but he led them out by the Red Sea from out of Egypt. Now, when they got out there, God carried them that way because God knows that whenever they saw a sign of war, they're going to want to go back to Egypt. So he took them the long way. So they weren't so eager about going back, but they still wanted to go back anyway. All right? But if they had gone the near way, they probably would have went on back because they weren't all that far away. All right? So now, God allowed them, take them by way where the Red Sea was. And they got up to the Red Sea and they made camp. God hardened the heart of Pharaoh and caused him to come behind
him.
Mm-hmm. Now, before this happened, the children of Israel had been in bondage for over 400 years. Now, that's a long time on our time scale. Okay? 400 plus years in slavery. Okay. So the people had gotten used to being the slave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And no doubt many had given up on God.
Mm-hmm.
That he even exists. He promised them to take them to the land that flowed with milk and honey. And all the years go by, he ain't done nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody's been there?
Mm-hmm.
He's been there 400 years, but you at your time scale.
My Lord.
You've been asking God, and you've been asking God, and look like God had done nothing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you had in some way had done away, put him away.
Mm-hmm.
Not even calling on him. Okay, because they ain't no need, he ain't gonna do nothing no way. All right. So God put the Egypt through 10 plagues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this was to build their faith back up again. As God worked miracles for them. And that built their faith back up again. So that because they weren't going to need that to get to the promised land. They would need faith to go through what they had was set before them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. God gives things to us and allow us to have it. But we don't get it, okay? Just walk up and pick it up.
Uh-huh.
You got to go through something to get it.
That's right. That's right.
Okay? You're going to have to do some suffering for something in order to get it.
That's right.
Okay? And we want everything to go smoothly. So long as something don't go right, the way we think it ought to go, we go complaining.
That's true.
We moan. We groan.
Mm-hmm.
We get mad.
Amen.
We stop loving people. We stop
because they're
doing what God told them to do.
Glory be to God.
Okay, and we'll say, God ain't in this. God is in it. God is in everything.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
Nothing happens apart from him.
Mm-mm.
So God is in everything.
Yes, he is.
Keep that in mind. He is in everything. Mm-hmm. All right. So they were camped outside the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And here comes Pharaoh with his army, horses and chariots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now here are the children of Israel at the Red Sea. They didn't have no boat, no ship, no canoe. Okay, no tugboat, no ferries, no nothing to get on and go across that Red Sea.
My Lord.
All right. It couldn't go right and it couldn't go left.
Uh-huh.
And it couldn't go back because Pharaoh's army was back there.
Yes, sir.
Coming to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go complaining again. Wasn't no graves in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
That we had to come out here and die in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the difference if you're gonna die, you're gonna die.
That's true.
What way you are.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't change anything. You're still dead. Okay?
Praise the Lord.
So what we complain about, every little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so they complain, and God spoke to Moses, hold the rod out, speck from your hand. Pop the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Children are going to go walk through on dry land.
Mm.
Look at God making a way.
Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All right. They didn't have no way to get across the sea.
Uh-huh.
God opened up the sea with the east wind blowing, strong wind blowing.
Glory
and
be
pile
God.
Up the water on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the children with walking through on dry land across
Glory
the Red Sea.
God. Yes, sir.
Okay, they had a pillar of fire
mm-hmm.
by night,
mm-hmm.
a pillar of cloud of by day,
mm-hmm.
and they did never depart from them.
Mm-mm.
The night, the fire was that night so they can go through the night walking
mm-hmm.
on their way to the promised land. The cloud was on the day to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
And so God had it all worked out.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God.
He's already got it worked out.
Yes, he does.
And he doesn't need your help.
Mm-mm.
Man.
Work it out for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If God is making the way for you, God making the way, not you making the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, he just wants you to follow the way.
My Lord.
He said, I am the way,
mm-hmm.
the truth, and the life.
Well,
no
yes.
man coming to the Father except he comes by me.
Yes.
You got to go by Jesus' way.
Amen.
His way is the way, not mm-hmm. your way.
All right, now.
Okay. So he opened up the sea, and they walked through by land, and found on the side, they will follow them.
Amen. Glory
they crossed the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, God got his people, and he took the cloud of fire
mm-hmm.
and moved it from in front of them and put it behind them.
Yes, sir. He yes, sir.
The Pharaoh's army mm-hmm. and from the people to get them time to get over.
Mm-hmm.
And once they were over, God spoke to Moses, stretch out your rod again.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. And the sea started covering up the army of Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
And they got grounded in mm-hmm. the Red Sea.
Oh, yes, he did.
God made a way for them.
Yes, he did.
Okay, so here it is now
mm-hmm.
with Jordan. And they are there at the Red Sea, and they went across. Oh, and God. Then they had them a party afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yep, a party.
Okay.
Woo, glory.
Dancing and praising God. Now, we don't mind praising God when we done got the victory.
All right.
We will praise them then.
Oh, yeah.
We got to learn how to praise them while I'm going through.
Hallelujah.
Praise them in the midst of the fire. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Okay.
You need to praise them while you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
You stop talking about, I can't take no more of it.
All right.
I don't know more of this. I don't have enough. No, you need to be saying, thank you, God, for taking me through this.
That's
thank
right.
Thank you, God, for bringing me out of it.
Yes,
you
yes.
know you may be in the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
You're thanking for all your victory already being delivered.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
So God is working it out, and he's making a way for you.
Yes,
and
yes,
his way is at the way we need to go.
Yes, my Lord.
Okay.
Oh, Pastor.
Glory be to God.
So let's get to our text.
Mm.
Elijah. That's Elijah with the J. Who was a Tishbite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the heaven of Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain.
Uh-huh.
These years, but according to my word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward
mm-hmm.
and hide thyself in the brook, by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now he needs to hide himself.
Uh-huh.
Because Ahab was going to try to kill him. Because Ahab was blaming him for this drought.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So God had him to hide himself in the brook, by the brook. Mm-hmm. So even though God's making the way, he needs you to follow his order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the word of the Lord came unto him saying, get thee hence and turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall be that thou shall drink of the brook. And I have commanded the raven
mm-hmm.
to feed thee there. And he went and did according to the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Did not question God.
Mm-hmm.
But we question him.
Lord, it is. It's so fast.
Lord, why I got to do this?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
You just do it because God said so. You don't need to know why.
All right.
That's your problem. Amen. Now you want to know too much.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
You're not going to operate on faith.
Uh-uh.
Okay. And you've got to know why everything's going to happen.
Uh-huh. That's right.
How it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's not faith.
No, it's not.
And the word said we walk by faith.
And not by sight.
Not by sight.
Amen.
Okay. So you're not walking by faith if you got to know why.
Mm-hmm. All right now.
So Elijah did as the Lord said. Okay. And the raven brought him bread and flesh in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And bread and flesh in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And he drank his water from the brook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do we need?
Uh-huh.
We need food.
Yeah.
We need water.
Mm-hmm.
We need air.
Yes.
That's the only thing you need to survive. Mm-hmm. So stop saying, I got to have this and I got to have that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to got to have nothing but some bread, some water, amen. Some mm-hmm. meat, and some oxygen.
Oh.
God makes a way. He supplies your needs. Your needs are food,
mm-hmm.
water, and oxygen. That's yeah. your need.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Man.
But we claim we need a whole lot of other things. No, mm-hmm. you won't. So first thing I need is say I won't.
Amen.
Put the blame where squarely where it's supposed to be. You want the things to happen.
Yes.
And lie and say that I need it.
Uh-huh. Ooh, Lordy. Okay. Jesus.
Glory be to God.
So we need to know what we want for mm-hmm. my needs.
Mm-hmm.
And know that I didn't name clothes. Okay, you want clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Adam and Eve lived in the garden without clothes.
Mm-hmm.
They needed clothes. They needed clothes out there seeing.
Uh-huh.
Called to find a cover up what they're doing.
Glory be to God.
They try to cover it up, but you can't cover it up. God knows.
Amen. Jesus.
He sees.
He knows.
And what they thought that when they thought they were covering up, they were revealing to God that they had already messed up.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
They thought they were covering the sin,
uh-huh.
but actually telling God, I messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Because God said, what you doing with your clothes on? Okay. Okay. And they said, we heard you coming and we were naked, so we went and
what's your problem?
Put these leaves on. So God then made them some clothes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, the book, the raven fed him. Now, in today's world, we have meals on wheels.
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
Okay. The people bring you food to your house.
Mm-hmm.
And it calls on wheels because they bring in an automobile. Well, God had food service way back then in the Bible days.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't meals on wheels. It was meal things. All right. Meals on wings.
Uh-huh.
Wings.
The robin, not the robin, but the raven, brought him food, bread, and bread.
Uh-huh.
Flying on wings.
Uh-huh.
So there were meals on wings.
Amen.
And today they got meals on wheels.
Uh-huh.
We don't have the wings like the raven had. Uh-huh. So we got some means of transportation.
My Lord.
So God made a way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, by stopping the service on meals on wings.
Amen.
And the raven brought him that bread and they ate it. And after a while, it ran out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the brook dried up. The food didn't give out, but the brook dried up because there was no rain.
Mm-hmm.
Not due. Okay. For 2 years now. Okay. Now, so there was no water was that coming down this brook.
Mm-hmm.
So God said, now move and go you to Zaphi. Mm-hmm. Get into Zaipa.
Uh-huh.
I have prepared and commanded.
Glory be to God.
A widow woman.
Uh-huh.
To sustain. Look at God still making a way.
Yeah.
All right. When things were bad,
uh-huh.
Not even worse because we ran out of water, but God still made a way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when he got into the town, he saw the widow woman gathering up wood.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to her, bring me some water. And she started to go get the water. And then he said, and bring me a cake of bread too. And she said, the Lord live it. I have but a little morsel of meal
mm-hmm.
in a bag
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of oil.
Mm-hmm.
I just got enough for me and my son. Gonna make us a cake. We're gonna eat it, and then we're gonna die.
I know.
But the man of God says, "Wait a minute. Do as you said, but bring me a small cake first."
Uh huh.
And she went and did just like he said. God had already told her what to do.
Mm hmm.
And so she didn't question the man of God. She gave him what he wanted. She made the bread and she brought him the water and his bread. And he said, now go make